In this podcast, I asked Dick McCann how he and Charles Margerison developed a way of measuring work preferences.
We came up with the idea of work preferences by trying to look at what are the people characteristics that give us a reliable indicator of how they like to work. There were lots of psychometric ideas around and questionnaires at the time, and we looked at many of them, but there were none that really tapped into those eight critical aspects of the teamwork critical factors we'd identified. So we started to develop our own based on the ideas of Carl Jung, which seemed to be closest to what we were trying to get to grips on. The first concept was, how do people relate with others? And we identified two poles of a dimension there, known well by many people, extroversion and introversion. Some people, when they interact with others, like to talk out loud. Their ideas are formed as they speak. Other people are quieter and like to be on their own to think through their ideas in depth. The second one was how people like to gather information. Some people are pretty practical, down-to-earth people and only trust information that they can almost feel and touch and know is going to work. Other people love the area of ideas. They love concepts, they love theories, they love the vision of where we might be, and their world is very much driven by a preference for that area of information. Having related with people and having gathered information as we go about our work, we have to make the decisions. And here, some people tend to be analytical and might gather all the facts, all the information, and make that decision based upon the facts, whereas other people can be very analytical in their discipline of being an accountant or an engineer, but when it comes to making decisions, they may well be influenced by their beliefs, and that tends to be a fundamental driver of decision making. And the fourth one was how we like to organize ourselves at work. And some people like order, they like structure, they like goals, and they like to move in a sequential way to deliver the results that are required. Other people like to be more flexible. They realize they've got to get goals, but they like to work in a more flexible way so they can change their ideas or their plans at the last moment. So some people on the structured side would maybe call them as disorganized, but they wouldn't see themselves as disorganized. They would see themselves as flexible and still meeting their goals, but maybe with a bit of a last minute rush. And so these became the four dimensions of work preference, and we were able to relate these measures to the types of work model, and that led us to the team management wheel. So now we had two models, the types of work model and the work preference model, extrovert, introvert, practical, creative information gathering, analytical beliefs, decision making, and structure and flexible in organizing themselves. How could we integrate these together? And this took quite a while because we were formulating the key elements of the types of work model, and we were looking at ways to measure extroversion, introversion, practical, creative, analytical beliefs, and structured, flexible. Then we were trying to overlay the two together to find a relationship. And this took quite a while to get to the right level of reliability and validity. But eventually we got there, and the relationships are something that are really quite intuitive when you look at them now. For example, people who enjoyed the promoting work in a team typically had more extroverted preferences and were more creative in the way they liked to deal with information. As distinct from the opposite part in the inspecting area, these people tended to have preferences in introversion, and they were more practical in the information they liked to work with. On the right-hand side of the model, the task areas of organizing, people who enjoyed those tended to be quite analytical in the way they like to make decisions, and structured as well in the way they like to organize things. Whereas on the other side, in the more advising area, these people tended to show preference characteristics of being flexible in the way they like to organize things and more beliefs oriented in the way they tended to make decisions. And so we had this pattern where we could overlay the four constructs of the work preference model on the types of work model, and this together eventually became the team management wheel, where we had double-barreled names which really put together the critical functions, the activities that need to be done, with the preferences. So we have names like thruster organizer, which looks at the organizing tasks, but people who tend to go about these or enjoy the organizing tend to have thrusting characteristics. The explorer-promoter, those people who enjoy the promoting role, love a work environment where they can go out and explore things, explore new ideas, talk to people, bring those back into the organisation or into the team for the benefits of the results.
Do people's work preferences change at all over time, or do they remain fixed?
Work preferences can change with time, although the move is quite slow. This is where we differ from lots of other models around, who maybe say you have a set of preferences you're born with and they carry through your life. What we've found is that work preferences change, and they're very much influenced by career development, by life's experiences, and also by the organisational culture that people work in. So over periods of 1 to 2 years, maybe there's not a lot of change, but as time goes on, as people learn different skills, then they tend to enjoy them more, and so you get a move in work preferences. We've tracked many a move, which we've written up in our research materials. You often get engineers start off their career being more perhaps introverted, practical, analytical and structured. And then as they're promoted to be a team leader, they learn that maybe they've got to develop more extroverted characteristics in order to satisfactorily communicate with their staff and successfully run meetings. And then they get the rewards that comes with this. And so they like being extroverted at work, and so maybe they move more into the thruster organizer role. Then if they move up the chain a little further, they go on management workshops, they learn strategy, they've got to think about the future, they've got to see the big picture, and so they become more comfortable with the creative area of information gathering. And so then they might move their preferences around into the assessor-developer area. So people can change, and that's one thing about our journey through life. It's exciting, it's interesting. As we learn new skills, we like doing things differently. So preferences probably over a period of a few years may change, and we always recommend that after a couple of years, people should perhaps do the team management profile questionnaire again and see if their preferences have changed.
You have been listening to a Team Management Systems podcast. For further information, please visit our website, tmsworldwide.com.